Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to this Thanksgiving edition of Writer Than You here on CBS Sports Radio. Andrew Bogish in for Bill Ryder. Our third and final game today, Bills and Saints down in New Orleans. To help us get set for that, happy to have on the show the one and only Steve Tasker. You know him from his legendary Bills career, now the co-host of One Bills Drive on WGR up in Buffalo. Steve, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Andrew. It's good to be here.
Steve, I think if I can do any research, one Thanksgiving Day game for you as a Bill, is that correct?
Yeah, in Detroit, I think, on the road.
Anything that stands out? Did you like playing on Thanksgiving? Did you miss being home for Thanksgiving? What do you remember about 94?
Nah, it was fun. It was a little bit like a Monday night game. It was a standalone game, and everybody you never knew, you would watch the game. The thing I remember about the game we played was on opening play, they hand the ball off to Barry Sanders. He hops around and does those jump cuts like he did about twice, and then he turns around, tosses it back to the quarterback, and it's a touchdown. Flea flicker for us, so against us. So that's what I remember about the Thanksgiving Day game. It didn't start all that great.
Yeah, Barry's fun as long as you're not playing him, right?
Exactly.
As far as the current Bills go right now, Steve, obviously, you know, not living up to the expectations. Is there one thing in particular that stands out right now that's kind of holding this team back in your mind?
Yeah, I think it's their inconsistency. They've got a big engine under their hood. I mean, they can open it up and go on both sides of the ball. They can play with anybody. Their defense is a top-flight defense, and it was number one in the league for, you know, most of the years. Now it's in the top two or three in yards and points allowed. Their offense certainly has a lot under the hood. They got playmakers, and their quarterback, Josh Allen, is still the guy he was a year ago when he was runner-up to the MVP in the MVP race. They have a lot of talent and a lot of guys that can really play, but they've been wildly inconsistent. It almost seems like most of their problems are between their ears. They play down to their competition, and in this last game against the Indianapolis Colts, they couldn't rev it up and play up to the level of the Colts. The Colts came in with a chip on their shoulder. They were a team that got put out of the playoffs a year ago by this Bills team. They really wanted a piece of the Buffalo Bills. The Bills were injured right up the middle of their defense. Their defensive tackle, Star Lotulelei, was out. Tremaine Edmonds, their Pro Bowl middle linebacker, was out. They just did not have an answer for the run game of the Colts and couldn't muster up the physicality that they needed to. And I think that's the real thing, the real point about this Bills team. They've been wildly inconsistent. And I think it starts with their physicality up front on both sides of the ball.
Is any of that connected, Steve, to maybe, you know, being the hunted for the first time, that they're the team people are looking at, and maybe handling expectations, having those eyes on them has been a problem for them?
It certainly seems like it could be you could make a case for that. I don't know that this team doesn't show up and prepare very well. Sean McDermott is a really, really outstanding head coach. Gets these guys playing hard. They love playing for the guy. It's a great atmosphere. They got a great culture. Thanks to McDermott and Brandon Bean. There could be a little bit of that. Certainly they didn't show up ready to play on the offensive side of the ball when they went to Jacksonville and dropped a game 6-9.
Yeah.
So, you know, their defense certainly showed up and held Jacksonville to 3 field goals, but their offense could not get it going. And it was because they had 2 offensive linemen out. They couldn't, you know, casually show up and hang 30 points on the Jaguars like they had been able to do everybody else during the season. And because of their offensive line woes, Josh Allen struggled. And I think he reverted back a little bit. Really, I think Josh Allen realized that it was going to be him or nobody that day. He tried to do a little too much and just couldn't get it done. So they couldn't even score a touchdown in that game. That's, I think, you know, where their problems have lined. Certainly they've got some inconsistency issues, but I don't think they're struggling with being a good team. I think they're struggling with their inability to be physical up front, and I think they're in these last three or four games, particularly in these last few losses, they've turned it over way too much.
The great Steve Tasker with us here this morning on Writer Than You on CBS Sports Radio. So, Steve, coming off a loss like Sunday against the Colts, is the short week good or bad bouncing back from something like that?
I don't think it's good for them. I think most times it's good, okay, that they can flush that game and get it out and then just start thinking about the next one and just move on. I think it's bad because part of the reason they're struggling is because they got some key guys out. Two starting offensive linemen are not back. Their starting defensive tackle is not back. And they've got a couple of guys, on the COVID list, and that isn't, it's just not enough time to get them healthy and back off the list. So I think if they're going to get better, this Bills team is formidable when they're healthy and when they've got all their starters. Their depth has kind of let them down on their offensive and defensive line. I think they've been surprised that they've been manhandled with their second-tier players the way they have been. But I do think they've got some answers for that. Their secondary is still as good as any in the National Football League. Their playmakers on the outside offensively are as good and as deep as anybody in the NFL. And Josh Allen is still playing extremely good football, although he's limited by what is, what the guys around him are letting him do. They're still a really good football team, but until they can start playing more consistently and not turn the football over, they're going to look pedestrian.
Steve, I've heard more than one person on TV say this. I've read it written down this week as well, saying that this is the chance for the Bills to kind of reestablish themselves. Thanksgiving night, standalone game, prime time in New Orleans. Saints are a little beat up, obviously, especially on offense. So this is a chance for the Bills to look like the Bills we were expecting. That certainly makes sense from the outside, but is that something that would come up in the locker room or from a coach to the players? Does that message inside Bills headquarters too?
I think so. I think this is a team that, with Josh Allen as their quarterback, they have really shown up in big games, with the exception of the AFC Championship game last year, which was their worst game of the entire season. It was the Chiefs' absolute best game of the entire season, including the Super Bowl. The Chiefs didn't play a better game all year last year than they did in the AFC Championship game, and the Bills didn't play a worse game. They were 13-3 in the regular season. They're going to get it done. But this game on this Thanksgiving, it begins a stretch of three games. They play the Saints tonight on a primetime game. Then they have a mini bye week, and they go till Monday night the week after this, a week from this weekend, and they play the New England Patriots on Monday night. So if they have the Saints, they can beat the Saints in primetime, beat the Patriots in primetime. The next weekend they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 4:25 on Sunday in the late afternoon window. These next three games, if the Bills could run the table, I'll tell you this right now, they'll be the one seed in the AFC. They're that good, and that these three games will say that about them, and they'll right the ship. But how they play in these next 3 weeks are going to be critical to how the Bills feel about themselves and how the national media and all the other fan bases around the NFL view them. These three games are going to be critical.
Steve, this is not my show. I'm just hanging out today and filling in, but I feel like I can speak for the show. How do we finally get you in to Canton? Another semifinal spot now. How do we get this done, Steve? Because you need to be there.
I appreciate the sentiment. It'd be great, no question. I'm honored and I'm humbled to be part of the conversation. It's a fantastic group. I was thrilled to be one of the 26 semifinalists when they narrowed it down. But you know as well as I've been there 9 times already. So it's a great place to be. I have loved being in the conversation for the last 25 years. I appreciate it. But if you and I could make it happen.
you wouldn't need me by now, Steve.
Right. I would have been in a long time ago. So let's just sit down and wait for it to happen. I know that the guys that make that happen, the voters, they're great guys. They take it very seriously. I'm thrilled to be a part of the conversation. And as always, it's going to be an absolutely phenomenal class in 2022.
Well, best of luck, because, again, you deserve to be there. And thank you again for jumping on this morning. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy your Thanksgiving and enjoy Bills Saints tonight.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there and to you too.
That's the great Steve Tasker with us this morning here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.